Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, papi, nothing. You know what? I heard you guys talking so much garbage about me last week, especially your new co-host, Stephen Cage. Let me tell you something, Mr. Roman, and I know you hear this because I hacked into your system. I hacked into your system. I hacked to the fan system. I hacked into Stephen Cage's system. You would never have me back. Roman, you are nothing without me. You are nothing. I am the entertainment. You are nothing. And you know what? The fans will say it, and I will say it. You are nothing. You will never have me back on the show, no matter how much you ask me for it. Goodbye.
Your worst nightmare, it's my first night here, and this girl right here, who knows what she knows, so I'm going to a phone, if she go to the bathroom, and I'm first right there.
Welcome everyone to the Roman Show Pro Wrestling. I have no idea what the heck happened. I was sabotaged here on the show, as you heard the words of El Electrico, for some apparent reason, taking over the show for about a minute and a half. Just talking gibberish. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. You know, we kicked him out because the ratings were going down with this clown who showed up not too long ago at a wrestling event dressed up as a fool. But nonetheless, we are here seriously speaking to you guys because we are professionals and we don't take individuals like this clown calling in and sabotaging our show. Nonetheless, this is the Roman Show Pro Wrestling, and I have my co-host, like always, Stephen Cage. Cage, we started weird today, man.
Yeah, that was very unprofessional. I expected him to actually be calling while live here on the show. I did not expect such a low act of unprofessionalism from a man who used to be calling himself a co-host of this show to hack into your system like that. He lost my respect.
I can't believe we have this clown. Well, lots to talk about tonight here in the Roman Show. We saw the return of The Rock inside the ring last night, and boy, did he bring it. The man who is known for being the top number one followed entertainer in Twittertainment, did a spectacular return to the ring last night at Madison Square Garden. And boy, what a promo that he cut. And man, I am just psyched for WrestleMania when it gets down here to Miami, Florida, as Monday Night Raw is still going on as we speak. There's still a couple of minutes. There's a new chat that is CM Punk. And now, The Miz turning on R-Truth. The Miz has just turned on R-Truth. We could possibly see now these two going at it, building up a feud. But a lot of changes here, a lot of turn of events here in the World Wrestling Entertainment. We also are going to talk a little bit about TNA tonight. And Cage, we have some phenomenal guests tonight here on the Roman Show, including Johnny Knockout, who was featured on MTV True Life Anger Management. This man was trained by the great Norman Smiley. We all remember Norman Smiley with a wiggle. Remember the wiggle?
Oh, of course.
You can't forget the wiggle. And now they've even made a song out of the darn thing. you know, LMFAO. Here, that song, the wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And then we're going to have Phoenix call in, who actually called in last week to tell us a little bit about his career, his move from Miami to Ohio. I don't know why you would go from Miami to Ohio. It's a little cold up there, Cage. But
yeah.
And he has a history with LA Electrico, so we're going to sit down, talk to him, get his point of view. But I'm still shocked at this turn of events of R-Truth being attacked by his own partner, The Miz. Cage.
But R-Truth was just standing up for himself against the insults of The Miz. You know, and back to a little bit of what you were saying as well when it comes to Phoenix and Johnny Knockout, you know, let's start off with Phoenix. Yes, he has a little prehistory with El Electrico, which, again, fans, if you weren't here to listen, he hacked into our show for, in the first minute and a half of this show. But basically, he has a history. Maybe he would know as far as what's in the mind of El Electrico. Who knows? Maybe he will know. We don't know. He used to feud with him. But as far as Johnny Knockout is concerned, we have a special contest for you, the fans. If you fans are listening in, we are going to have Johnny Knockout on our line at 11:30 p.m. If you are a part of the JKO Army, listen to this. Starting at 11:30, he will be on the line with us. The first five callers that call in will get a special JKO shout-out, a special shout-out from Johnny Knockout himself on his own web series on YouTube called The Johnny Knockout Reality. Make sure you're one of those five, because it's not every day that you can have such a big former WWE superstar do a special shout-out on his own YouTube web series.
That's
be
awesome.
One of the first five.
I hope they give us a shout-out. We're going to have to talk to Johnny Knockout, man. We need to give us a shout-out out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, Cage, a lot of stuff. We have the phone calls. Callers on the line already. The number to call is 714-868-0222. Follow us on Twitter at RomanDH. Man, I'm psyched today. I don't know what it is. I think it's probably the change of the weather. Hey, let's take this phone call, Cage, real quickly. Caller, you're on the end of the Roman Show. May I have your name first?
Lorraine Knockout.
Hey, how are you, Lorraine?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm assuming you are anticipating the interview of Johnny Knockout.
Yes, I am. I'm one of the JKO Army.
All right.
Nice.
Cool. Well, check what? Just wait a few minutes, and we're going to go ahead and have the lines open so you can speak to him. All righty?
Okay. Thank you.
Just hang on tight. All right. Well, Cage, you can see that a lot of folks already in line ready to talk to Johnny Knockout, who is featured on MTV True Life, but now has been a name. In the world of pro wrestling, he wrestled under the name Johnny Andrews in ECW brand of WWE, and he has also wrestled TNA talent such as Robbie E, and as we mentioned, was trained by Norman Smiley, which, Cage, you and I were trained by Norman Smiley. So,
at one time, that is correct. When he was training down here in the FSCW school, alongside great names like the good old Ryan O'Reilly, now known as Connor O'Brien in FCW. You got also the former Antonio Banks, now known as Montavious Vortel Porter, a.k.a. MVP. We were trained by some of the best.
Yeah, we've been in the game. We've been in the game trained by such names, as you mentioned, as MVP and, nonetheless, Norman Smiley. So we are definitely honored to have been trained by these guys. And now having Johnny Knockout, who was trained by Norman Smiley. Maybe he can keep us updated, too, on what's going on with Norman Smiley. We haven't heard from him in quite some time. And now Phoenix, he actually just took part of a training seminar with Nigel McGuinness. ROH star, a.k.a. Destin Wolf, was also on TNA. And as we mentioned, he has a history of electrical. All right, but before we get started, we're going to briefly skim through the news because we have a whole lot of things to talk about here today.
News of the day.
All right, it was announced today on Raw by John Laurinaitis that next week's show will be headlined by CM Punk versus Alberto Del Rio in a rematch for the WWE title. In a dark match prior to the taping, Primo and Epico defeated Titus O'Neil and Percy Watson. There's a lot of talk, a lot of hate coming from CM Punk. This is what he told the Daily News as he promoted WWE 12. And this is in regards to The Rock. Now, here is what CM Punk said to the Daily News. He's not around. It doesn't help morale when the guy goes right from his limo to the dressing room. To the dressing room, to the ring? He's very bourgeoisie Hollywood. These are the words of CM Punk talking about The Rock. Now, speaking as far as WWE, sources are saying that John Morrison will not be returning to the World Wrestling Entertainment. And it is also said that it is believed that he will not be going to TNA or any other wrestling company as he wants to pursue other interests. What those interests are, we have no idea. And let's talk a little bit about ECW, taking it back to the ECW days, Cage. Former ECW talent James Maritato, a.k.a. Little Guido Nunes, you remember him?
Oh, yeah. How can we ever forget him?
Well, he is going to team up with Joey Styles, Mr. Oh My God, to host a WWE Classic On Demand ECW series. I can't wait for that. And this past Friday, Survivor Series Go Home episode of SmackDown scored a 1.99 cable rating with 2.9 million viewers. And they want to switch SmackDown from Friday to Tuesday. I guess the numbers here kind of show otherwise. So who knows if we ever get to see the SmackDown on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Outlaws. Remember the Outlaws? The Oh You Didn't Know?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Well, Cage, Road Dogg, B.G. James, and Billy Gunn have a new self-produced shoot DVD officially has actually began accepting pre-sale orders today. For a limited time, you can pick up a copy of the DVD for just $10. Here, the two discuss their storied career in detail, including the highs and lows. Follow them behind the scenes at the Gathering 2011 event in Illinois and find out who wins the New Age Outlaws newlywed game. Billy and BG wanted to give something to their fans in appreciation of all of their support. So if you want to buy this DVD, head on over to newageoutlaws.com or you can actually email them at newageoutlaws@yahoo.com to purchase that DVD. There are 20 personalized and autographed copies of the DVD available for just $35. Both Billy and Road Dogg signed the DVD, and you can check that out. And also, now speaking about DVDs, you heard that new Stone Cold Steve Austin DVD where he chose his matches and several interviews that he did, Cage? That should be an interesting one.
Oh, yeah, very interesting. As a matter of fact, I am expecting for me to be one of those in line to buy that Steve Austin DVD. I followed him ever since he was Stunning Steve Austin in WCW. I'm pretty sure everyone remembers the long blonde hair and the colorful tights.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm excited to see that. I can't wait for that. And I want to see those ECW fights he had. You know, a lot of people don't actually remember Stone Cold from being in ECW when he was out there. ECW was a hub for future stars that a lot of people never knew about. Rey Mysterio was there. Chris Jericho was there. So many people were there. And speaking about Chris Jericho, it doesn't seem like he's going to return back to the ring, Cage. He's going to stick to his music career.
Yeah, I don't see Jericho coming back anytime soon. And if he does come back, it'll be kind of a couple years from now. That's the only thing I could think of.
And you know, not only that, Cage, speaking about comebacks, you saw what happened today on Monday Night Raw. Kane is coming back. And I'm hoping he comes back with the mask. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Well, personally, you know, as far as all these returns are concerned, you know, and I'm sorry for changing this completely on you, Mr. Roman, but now that you're on the subject, that brings me to a story, which I don't know if half of our fans caught this while watching WWE Raw tonight, but maybe you caught it. Today, when they were showing Raw, you actually got to see, like, a Twitter. You know those little Twitter images on the bottom left screen? Like, you saw those graphics normally, but the image kind of got fuzzy and briefly and showed a URL with a YouTube channel saying It Begins 2012. And I want to read you this catchphrase in which the boy is narrating on the video. It says, "Come, my people, and shut thy doors about thee, for a power should come to punish the meek for their iniquity. For on the second day of 2012, a familiar force shall arrive to claim what is his, and it will be the end of the world as you know it." And then the text, "It begins," then appeared. Now, who do you think that could be?
Gosh, I don't know, man. And they're going to be in North Carolina on that date?
I think they're in Memphis, Tennessee. And as a matter of fact, isn't that the – no, that – let me see. Wasn't that the city of Jeff Jarrett?
Yeah, I doubt it. I know Jeff Jarrett hasn't talked to crap, but he's very affiliated with TNA. I don't see – and I don't think they'll make such a big deal for Jeff Jarrett if he were to come back.
Well, tell you what. I don't know. About the fans? Let's hear the fans. Question of the day. I'm going to repeat this quote one more time. We want to hear from you, the fans. Who do you think this might be? "Come, my people, and shut the doors about thee, for a power should come to punish the meek for their iniquity. For on the second day of 2012, a familiar force shall arrive to claim what is his, and it will be the end of the world as you know it."
Not the Undertaker.
Could be.
You know,
he's
going to be more than likely fighting WrestleMania. So
I think it might be The Undertaker. I'll tell you one thing, it won't be Sin Cara.
Oh, no. And this takes us, Cage, to the new segment called
Cage Uncaged.
Cage, I think we deserve a little audio before you get started. So, Cage, move forward with your segment here.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead. Hit it.
Okay, go ahead. All right. Well, basically, as you all the fans know, this past weekend during Survivor Series, Sin Cara was actually interviewed. I mean, not interviewed. My apologies. Was injured during his four-on-four battle in the Survivor Series traditional match. They actually announced that he's suffering from a ruptured patella tendon. So here's my case, and this is where Cage is going to be uncaged. Personally, me, I think Sin Cara...
Here we go. You gotta try it, man. You gotta look at it. It's cheesy, but you gotta try it.
Hey, the alarm has to go with it, huh? Hey, alarm, fans, listen up. Hey, by all means, this is what's on my mind. Cage is uncaged. I think Sin Cara needs to be released from the WWE. He has been nothing but an injury-prone, mess-up WWE wrestler. He has a bad WWE background. He messed up the credit for the WWE WrestleMania that they were trying to pitch. If you, the fans, think Sin Cara should stay in the WWE, please go ahead and call my line and argue with me. I'll be more than happy to argue back. But personally, me, Sin Cara, needs to go out. I had just been uncaged.
714-868-0222 is the number. 714-868-0222 is the number to call in if you think otherwise about what Cage is talking. Now, briefly, as we await the phone calls of our guest today, Phoenix and Johnny Knockout, and again,
Guys, make sure you call in 714-868-0222. That's the number to call in. Because we're going to have Johnny Knockout here on the show. And Cage, I don't know if I'm a fan, I'll be excited to call in because the first five callers are going to be mentioned in his web series. And, boy, I'm excited. I'm so excited for that. Again, we're going to take the phone call of the Phoenix. We're going to talk to him, kind of clear up the mess he has with El Electrico, which he caused a concussion a few years ago. It's a long time ago, but boy, things need to be cleared out. Nonetheless, as we anticipate both interviews, we want to talk about The Rock. The Rock came back last night at Madison Square Garden. The guy looked like he didn't miss a step at all, like he had been in the ring for years. The Rock looked phenomenal, Cage. And I love that fisherman suplex. I love how the crowd was behind him, everyone screaming and yelling, "You still got it." The guy still got it, man. He looked great. Even Hulk Hogan said that The Rock looked in phenomenal shape. In fact, he said that he looks better than some of the current wrestlers right now in the WWE. That is what Hulk Hogan said.
Well, basically, you're talking about The Rock, a guy that's actually put his body through hell and high water, unlike other people that we know, like El Electrico, that has a belly that a mother would love. But anyway, you got El Electrico, The Rock, he's in the best physical shape that I've ever seen any kind of wrestler since The Ultimate Warrior or Rick Rude, for that matter.
Man, I mean, the guy still got it, although CM Punk is bad-mouthing him, saying that he is too Hollywood and that he should consider himself before he even goes inside the ring. But I don't know. He has it. He has it. He hasn't lost a beat the last time we saw him in action inside the squared circle. All right, Cage, here we go. We have our first guest, Phoenix. How you doing, my man?
All right, how are you guys doing?
Phoenix.
And Phoenix called us last week, and we appreciate you calling in, Phoenix. Phoenix, first and foremost, I think what we want to clarify is you attended a seminar. Was it this week, not last week? This past Wednesday with Desmond Wolfe, who was in TNA. Tell me about that seminar, because Desmond Wolfe, although we haven't seen him in some time on TV, the guy is a badass.
Yeah, it was fun and it was interesting. I didn't really say much. I just kept my eyes and my ears open. I didn't want to try to go out there and like some of the other guys that were there. They were trying to show everybody else up instead of just sit back and learn. And I was just trying to sit back and learn and got a chance to actually train with them hands on. So it was pretty fun. It was definitely an experience.
And Phoenix, I want to first and foremost thank you, because I know you're a little bruised up right now, but you still made the effort to talk to us and talk to the fans. I really appreciate you calling in and talking to us a little bit, man. You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I have a back injury, but it's not from that seminar or anything to do with the business of wrestling. The doctors are still trying to figure out what it is. It's moved from my back into my hip and down into my leg, so they've given me some shots of steroids and different muscle relaxers. So just trying to take it easy.
And before you continue, Phoenix, as much as I respect you and respect the stuff you've done for this sport, let me just reiterate to the fans and to our own host to reiterate what's going on here. For the fans, in case you're a follower of Phoenix Wrestlers, this man is not to be confused with the masked wrestler, Sean Phoenix. That is a guy here in Miami, Florida, that's been wrestling all over Florida, as a matter of fact, but the Phoenix has wrestled all over the United States, and on top of that, he's also a masked wrestler with a whole different persona. So, host, I did notice that on the earlier thing, a little typo, which is expected from everybody, including myself, when I was calling El Electrico The Rock earlier. Mr. Roman, this is not Sean Phoenix. This is The Phoenix. the Phoenix.
Well, I apologize. You had to put me on the spot here, Cage.
But look, I put myself on my own spot. I called El Electrico the Rock. He must be jumping out of his socks right now.
Well, tell us about that. Well, Cage, maybe you could take this because you know a little bit about that. That little concussion incident he had with that electrical, and we're gonna let Phoenix here relax a little bit. Go ahead, Cage.
Okay, so basically, I was in the fans, you know, when this happened, Phoenix, and I'm pretty sure that you have felt bad for years when it comes to this. But it goes back all the way years from back then, and of course you could also mention your side of the story of what you went through since then. It was a very epic match. It was two masked wrestlers going at it in the Normandy gym in a company known as NAW. It was the Phoenix versus El Electrico in one of the most funnest matches that I've ever seen, where El Electrico actually won or beat the Phoenix. Now, at the end of this match, Phoenix, as he is, attacks El Electrico and went for a top rope leg drop that caused the concussion heard around Miami, Florida, which is a top rope leg drop hitting El Electrico's head onto the canvas and giving him a concussion where he did not wake up till he reached the ambulance. Now, I was in the audience, and I want to clear this up on live here on the Roman Show. The Phoenix was not at fault. And El Electrico, if you're hearing this, I want you to hear this nice and clear. The Phoenix was not at fault for that incident, whereas El Electrico tried to put the Phoenix out of business himself. So ever since then, El Electrico has been a fake towards the fans. He twisted his head towards the Phoenix, thus having Phoenix land directly on El Electrico's head, thus trying to screw the Phoenix out of professional wrestling. So, yes, the controversy has been released. The controversy has been cleared. Phoenix, how about your side of the story?
I wouldn't fully put the blame on him because I was still kind of green myself then. So, you know, I could have been partially at fault myself too, so I won't let him take all the blame on that one. And that,
but,
you know, over time, I'd show up on shows and introduce myself to people, and they'd be like, "Oh, you're the guy that knocked out El Electrico," and I'm like, "Yeah, I did, but it wasn't like an intentional shoot type deal."
But Phoenix, if you recall, half of the time when you were, like you say, when you went to shows or even when you tried to get bookings, the only thing they remembered you for was the top rope leg drop that concussed El Electrico. Now,
correct,
we're here on the Roman Show clearing the Phoenix's name. So then that way, one day, we finally could have the Phoenix back in Miami, Florida. What do you think about that?
I would love to come back down there. I'm up here in Ohio now. I'm trying to find some bookings up here and get back in training somewhere so I can shake off some of this rust and just, you know, continue to do what I love to do in a place that, you know, Ohio is a good state for wrestling. That's where Ring of Honor, you know, kind of started at. That's where CZW and all those places like that kind of start and, you know, do shows on a regular basis. So I think I'm in a pretty good place for wrestling, but I would love to come back down to Miami, especially because my mom lives in Fort Lauderdale.
Huh. And two last questions, Phoenix, for you before you go, because I know you're in a lot of pain. Number one, if you did come back to Miami, would we ever expect an epic revenge match of rematch proportions of the Phoenix versus El Electrico? Will we see a Phoenix Electrico 2?
I would love for that to happen. I would love it. I mean, CWE can book it. Live can book it. I don't, you know, if they're willing to bring me down, I would love to do it. I think it would be
all
a lot
right.
of fun and a lot of, I guess you could say, maybe a little tension there.
Oh, yeah, because now that you found out through the grapevine that this was all a plot to get the Phoenix out of business. So it's kind of how sad how some wrestlers would go. But also, Phoenix, one last question, and this is something we want you to pitch to the fans and to the wrestlers out there. Please let them all know what it takes to become bigger in the sport? What it takes to actually wrestle around the United States like you have against people like Wardell Walker and John Davis, who were working for companies like Ring of Honor and Dragon's Gate? What do people have to do to reach that level?
I haven't always put as much effort forth as I probably should have, but from what I have seen and what I do know is it takes a lot of hard work and determination. Excuse me, especially if you want to make it far. If this is something that you just want to do for fun, then keep doing what you're doing. But if you want to make it further, then you need to present yourself in a more professional way. And I'll admit I haven't always done that, but I'm working on that now. And I had the chance to work with John Davis. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida, where I was previously living before Ohio. So I got to train with him on several occasions and actually got to work with him and Wardell on a show in Jacksonville.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
well,
I just try to email and write as many people as I can and send as much footage as I can. So, which I've done up here. So I'm just waiting on a call back.
Hey, well, we hope to see one day the Phoenix in one of the big three, if anything, Ring of Honor, TNA, or WWE. We really hope for it.
Just one question, Phoenix, before you get to rest. Tell me the difference, and which do you like better, comparing the wrestling of Ohio and the wrestlers down here to Florida?
I've only been to one show since I've been up here. I didn't wrestle in that show. I just went to try to talk to the promoter. I actually sat in the crowd and watched the show, and the show was actually pretty decent. And I like Florida and wrestling in Florida a little bit better, but I mean it's a different style up here, I guess you could say.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Phoenix, I hope you feel a lot better, man, and we'll love to have you here again anytime. Just catch your rest, and again, good luck, and hopefully let us know when your next match will be.
I have a show booked for December 3rd. It's going to be in Canton, Ohio, for a place called Main Event Wrestling League. It's in Canton, Ohio. So I'm looking forward to that one, and hopefully we'll be able to make that show and not still be in pain.
Nice. Well, I hope so too. Phoenix, you're always welcome here, man. Get your rest, and Godspeed. All right, my man.
Yes, sir. I'll be checking back in with you guys.
Thank you,
Phoenix. All right, Phoenix. Thank you very much for calling in, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, the great Phoenix out there wrestling in Ohio. Check him out on December 3rd. And, guys, again, Johnny Knockout is going to be here on the Roman Show. We have already a couple of fans holding on the line. The number to call is 714-868-0222. That is the number to call to talk to Johnny Knockout. In fact, I was just checking out some of his videos, Cage, and I got to ask him about it. He's calling out Sanjay. Remember Sanjay Dutt? He was in TNA for some time. He had the Indian type of thing, a gimmick going on. Well, he's calling him out. I really want to find out what the whole deal about him and calling him out as far as, I think that'll be a pretty exciting fight, exciting match, to be honest, Cage.
No, yeah, definitely. I'll buy front row tickets for that alongside his JKO army.
All right, here we go. We're going to try out right now Johnny Knockout. Check out his website. Just look for the real JKO on YouTube. Find out all his YouTube videos.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Johnny, how are you? Rodolph Roman of the Roman Show and Stephen Cage, as my host, my co-host. How are you, Johnny?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Good,
hey,
good.
Johnny.
Hey, thanks
so much,
for having me, guys.
Thank you so much for allowing us to speak to you and taking some time out of your busy schedule. Johnny, first and foremost, I was looking at some of your YouTube videos. You're calling out Sanjay Dutt. Can you speak to us a little bit about that?
Facing Sanjay?
Yeah.
Oh, that was February, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. He was known to be a high flyer, so I did my best to ground him, and he pulled out a cheap win at the end. He hooked my tights, he hooked the ropes, so a little sneaky, but it was great to be in the ring with him. He's definitely a tremendous athlete, so it was a fun match.
I would imagine.
Yeah, he was a great wrestler. But, Johnny, we have a couple of fans on here, and soon we're going to open up the phone line to speak to you. And now I understand from what Cage is telling me, first five callers, you're going to give them a shout-out on your web series?
Well, yeah, I have the Johnny Knockout Reality. It's basically Johnny Knockout outside of the ring. Basically, the first five callers that call in, I will be sure to give them a personal shout-out. I'm going to call that a knockout shout-out on the Johnny Knockout Reality. We have about almost 100 episodes now, so somewhere down the line in the future, they'll definitely be included in that.
And to be quite honest with you, Johnny, you know, it's not like every day where you could get a special shout-out from a former WWE talent like yourself. You know, it's not every day someone calls in a radio show to say, yeah, I'm going to get a special shout-out from a talent, you know? And we're giving the fans the exclusive chance of doing that here with you today, and we thank you very much for that.
The number, guys, to speak to Johnny, 714-868-0222 is the number. Now, Johnny, a lot of wrestlers have web series. Tommy Dreamer has one. Zack Ryder obviously has one. You have one. What do you think is the uprise? Even Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, and I think one of them, he got in trouble. He said he was going to kill himself. But what do you think is that some of the wrestlers are using YouTube? In what way, shape, or form is helping them develop their character and develop a following on the internet?
I'll give you, I can speak for myself. The reason why I created the Johnny Knockout Reality was basically, I'm working on getting a contract with a major organization. I want to be on, you know, one of the grandest stages. So I've had my tryouts with WWE. I've actually trying out for TNA and Ring of Honor. So, you know, all my options are open. But the way I see it, if I don't have a contract right now, what's the next best thing? To develop such a following where it's going to be hard for a major company to really turn me away. You know, I started the Johnny Knockout Reality to give people an inside look into, you know, my diverse mind, my creative mind. I'm a pretty creative individual, if I could toot my own horn. And I just wanted people to understand who they were investing their time, their money, their energy into. And I figured, you know, I like mainstream media. You know, I feel like that's exactly what I want out of life, to entertain, to be, you know, to be, I don't want to sound arrogant and be the center of attention, but, you know, I enjoy being in front of a camera. I like entertaining people. I like making people laugh. So, you know, for me to create that Johnny Knockout Reality was just basically to give people a little bit of an insight on who I am and to keep them entertained. You know, before, you know, if I'm not contracted by a major organization, I can't be on TV every week. You know, I'm going to do the next best thing. So I think at the time I created mine, this was before it actually got popular. I think Matt Hardy had his. He had, like, you know, several, probably about 80 or 100 episodes or so. And I started mine. I started last November, to be exact. So
now, you're fairly, you were in WWE at one time, but you're still a young guy. But let's talk about these older guys, like a Tommy Dreamer, the Headbangers who are calling out people. Do you, in a way, see that these guys are just needing that attention? I mean, I get your point of view because you want to make it. But these guys are pretty much, not to say their career's over, but, you know, for some reason they're not with the WWE anymore.
Well, the way I see it, you know, I think they're doing the right thing. They get, you know, they're using a creative outlet to, you know, extend their creativity, to keep themselves occupied, and to entertain their fans. So I think everybody that has a YouTube show and is consistent with it, it's a good thing. Me, I'm very consistent with it. I'm very spontaneous. You know, it's not like I planned it out every week. You know, it's very realistic for me. So I'll throw on my camera, or I'll throw on my video camera from the phone, and I'll just, wherever I am, if something pops up or if I catch an idea from one of my fans, you know, I'll just start filming. A couple of weeks ago, we did a show in New York City for Family Wrestling Entertainment. It's one of my mainstays. And, you know, I've seen the whole seen a group of people just waiting in line to get into the building, and, you know, that meant so much to me. And I remember when I was a fan, and I still am a fan, but I remember waiting out in the cold, and I said, you know what? how would you guys like to be on the Johnny Knockout Reality? I threw on my camera and we made a video out of it. So I like to give back. And I think guys like Tommy Dreamer and Zack Ryder, that's what they do. You know, we're all creative guys. You know, that's why we're in this business. And, you know, it's just an extra way to keep yourself going and keep yourself entertained and keep everybody happy. So
super cool. Now, Johnny, you were on MTV True Life Anger Management. But
yes,
you were also very involved, like I said, in pro wrestling. Tell us about your career. Number one, real briefly, how you got started. And tell us a little bit about your title match on December 17th against Damian Darling at Family Wrestling Entertainment.
Thank you very much for the plug. I appreciate it. I'm working hard. I'll start off by saying February. Dear God. See what DDTs and body slams get you. December 17th from New York City at Three-Legged Dog Studios. And if you have a pad and pen in front of you right now, write this down. And if you are in New York, 80 Greenwich Street. It's going to be at 7:30 at Three-Legged Dog Studios. That's fwewrestling.com for tickets. We're almost sold out. I was involved in, and I still am involved in, the Triborough Championship Tournament. It's our version. I guess you can say it's the sole equivalent to the Intercontinental title. So I'm very excited about that. I made it past round one, taking out Robbie E., TNA's Robbie, and advanced to the finals. So, yeah, I faced Damian Darling for that. Bear with me. Could you repeat the beginning of that question?
How did you get started?
There we
what
go.
What was the inspiration and motivation behind it?
Well, I've been a fan of pro wrestling since the age of four. I grew up, and I'm very aggressive by nature. If anybody saw the MTV show, they got a little bit of an insight on that. You can't go around throwing stuff at your boss or beating up your boss, because in the, you know, normal life, you get in trouble for that. So I figured, what's the best way I could use that and make money. So I figured I'm a big fan of pro wrestling. I love the whole cinema, and I always wanted to be an actor. But I figured, you know, I'm an entertainer at heart, so what's the next best thing? That was pro wrestling. It was one of the toughest things, probably the toughest thing I've ever gotten into in my life. It's not an easy job at all, but it is a lot of fun. It is very rewarding. And I've just been a big fan of it, man. The whole theatrics, the whole dramatics of it. Everybody that anybody and everybody that's involved in pro wrestling is very proud. People that work hard and very disciplined. And I've always found myself to be that way. And I tried the acting thing out. I don't like that hurry up and wait stuff. At least not now. And I always, when I was on set, I always felt like beating somebody up. So I says, you know, wrestling ring is probably the best bet for me. So I went full tilt in the end of 2007. I began my training, and I began at Gleason's Gym in Brooklyn.
Now, you were trained by Norman Smiley.
And Steve Kern, yeah.
And so both these gentlemen. Tell us about training with Norman Smiley, because I had a taste of training with Norman Smiley. And the guy is so... You know, he's very, very meticulous with every move.
Mm.
He really sits you down, tells you very nicely, very politely. But he's a real perfectionist when it comes to training.
Absolutely. I had a short training program with Florida Championship Wrestling last year. I was involved with the WWE tryout. But I was trained by Norman Smiley and Steve Kern. And that was a tremendous experience. Exactly what you said about Norman, how he's very meticulous. It's a good word, by the way. I'm a fan of vocabulary. But Norman Smiley is a wrestler's wrestler, man. Just like the likes of William Regal and Dave Finley. Norman Smiley is tremendous, man. I mean, I guess, I don't know if you could say underrated. He wasn't on screen as much as I think, he could have been. But I had a chance to learn a lot from Norman. Like I said, it wasn't extended the way, you need a developmental contract for that. So, I had my short training, but Yeah, Norman is very good at what he does, and I, you know, I'm working very hard to get back so that I can be able to train with him and perfect my craft. Because honestly, like you said, he is a perfectionist. He's a very humble guy. He's pretty intelligent, just inside and outside the ring. So,
and tell us about these young and up and coming wrestlers. Some of them, unfortunately, not even trained, and they got these promotions. They just throw them in there, not knowing a thing or two. But what can you advise up-and-coming wrestlers? Yeah, because back then you had the whole backyard scene picking up, and it was crazy. Everyone was doing it. But now you got kind of low-key, and then some of them are getting into training facilities. But what do you advise for a young wrestler that wants to make it in this business?
Work hard. And this is something I tell everybody that comes to me for advice. Work hard. Work harder than anybody else. Be hungry. Be hungry for knowledge. It's a very rough business. I hear a lot of guys, like, you know, they'll ask for advice, and I'll tell them, attack the ropes. When you hit the ropes, when you take a bump, this is how I was taught. You attack those ropes. You attack the mat. You know, you can't leave and complain and say, oh, well, the ropes leave me sore. I advise you to get into the toughest ring, the least giving ring, and beat the crap out of that ring so that when you get into a ring that's a little bit easier on your body, you will rule that ring. But it's not an easy business. It's not for the weak-minded or the weak at heart. So you got to have a lot of heart. You got to train right. You got to eat right. You got to diet. You got to study wrestling, not just in the ring, that's outside. You got to cut your promos. You got to know how to attract an audience. You got to know how to get along with people in a locker room. You got to know how to be a professional. You got to know how to be humble. You got to know when to shut up. which is something I'm, as you can tell, is hard for me to do. So I get into my trouble, but I learn. It gives me an opportunity to learn a lot. So, but yeah, just be humble and you know, always be hungry for knowledge and just be intense and be a student. You know,
is it hard to get in, do you think, into the world of pro wrestling, or is there a lot of opportunities? Say compared to a few years ago?
Well, it's probably, and I learned this from Jim Ross doing our tryouts for WWE. It's probably one of the hardest professions to get into. You figure the roster, you know, a pro sport like a football. I mean, I'm not really a sports guy, but I think they have like triple-digit rosters, right? Or how many people are in the NFL? Probably like, you know, 200 or so, you know, guys. I mean, you have more of a chance of getting into a professional sport than you have for wrestling. The best thing I could say is have a plan, have a goal, be strong-minded. I'm not saying it's easy to get into. It's probably one of the hardest things to get into, but you got to love what you do. You have to have a lot of patience, and you got to battle, like, you know, adversity. You know, you got to give adversity some adversity. You know, you're not going to get it easy. I was very fortunate to get work with WWE, but, you know, and I was in FCW, and I was in Tampa, and I was living there for a good year. And I could say this, the furthest I felt from actually being in WWE was being in an FCW ring, if that makes any sense to you.
Wow.
Getting a tryout is one thing, but, you know, having that contract is another, and then keeping a contract is another, so... to answer your question, opportunities are what you make it. You know, I consider myself a promoting juggernaut, if I can, you know. But I've also was able to meet a lot of great people because of that. So, you know, you just got to really work hard and don't expect anything to be given to you and always take advantage of your opportunities. That's how I got on, you know, to work with WWE, and that's how I got my televised match. I had a plan, I had a vision, and you know something, as odd as it sounds, I planned everything out mentally, and I waited for my opportunity, and I took advantage of it, and I did the best I could. So,
Cage, you have a question, by the way, guys. You got a shout-out from Johnny. You need to call 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222, or you can tweet us at RomanDH. And, in fact, we have a couple of callers on the line. Cage, you have a quick question?
Well, basically, Johnny was mentioning that he has this coming match against Damian Darling at the current Family Wrestling Entertainment for the Tribal Championship. Basically, go ahead and like, I don't want you, I don't want Damien Darling listening into this show and stealing, you know, half of what you're planning, but give us more or less of an idea of what you're doing to make sure you win this match, because I'm pretty sure it's important to you. It's every championship should be important, right?
Absolutely, and this belt means a lot to me. This is not just a title that I just want to wear around my waist. This is a title that's, that I'm winning for, that I'm planning on winning for my fans, my people. I call them my family. You know, I'm very focused. I'm a very focused individual. I'm ready. I'm ready for an all-out fight. You know, take no prisoners attitude, and I'm going for broke, man. I'm leaving it all out there in the ring. I'm not going to tell my strategy. I suggest and I advise people to watch. And if you're in the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, you come out to New York City and you check us out. All I can tell you is that if there's one word and one of many that you need to know about Johnny Knockout, and that's resilient. I'm very resilient. And yeah, I do my scouting. I make sure that I know who and what I'm getting in the ring with. You know, and I respect all my opponents. I don't overestimate and I don't underestimate. But you can bet your bottom dollar. If it's your last dollar, I want you to bet it. You can bet that on Johnny Knockout, because you know something? I've been through a lot of ups and downs in my life. I've been through a lot of adversity, not just inside the wrestling ring. So I'm bringing all my emotions with me in the ring. So I can't tell you exactly what I'm going to do, but I can tell you that they're not going to be able to out-wrestle me. They're not going to be able to out-fight me. And that's what I'll do, respect to my opponents as well, because like I said, I don't underestimate anybody. But I know what I'm made of, and I'm very confident in myself. So he's going to be in for one hell of a long night. I suggest he pack a lunch.
Let me just say this right quick for all the fans of Johnny Knockout, and that's part of the JKO family. Basically, I was going to say, whoever wants to attend this show at Family Wrestling Entertainment, which is, again, at 80 Grand Knight Street, if I'm correct, in New York City at 7:30, you could always purchase your tickets at FWE.com again. And on top of that, to watch...
FWEWrestling.com. I got to interrupt you. And it's the JKO Army.
Oh, sorry. JKO Army.
I'm going to the phone. I got to put a crack in your mirror. That's it.
I owe you that. So, no, I know. But you could always purchase your tickets. On top of that, Johnny Knockout, as you know, is selling his T-shirts at all the venues. But he also had a conversation with me earlier that when he actually starts selling them online through PayPal, just follow him on Facebook or follow him on Twitter. Why don't you give him right quick the links on Facebook and Twitter, just in case any fans are interested in those shirts online?
Absolutely. You can check out some of the shirts on JKOTube. I'm sure to be wearing them in the Johnny Knockout reality videos. That's YouTube.com, The Real JKO. You could follow us on Twitter at twitter.com, JKO Reality. And Facebook, you can friend me there. And I don't accept just anybody. You got to be awesome. And if you're sensitive and insecure, I do not want to be your friend. So if you're awesome and you're badass and you work hard to be better than you were the day before, then you can find us on Facebook. That's facebook.com, The Johnny Knockout Reality.
Yeah. Well, now I feel special.
Let's take
you are special.
From one of your JKO arms.
He's George Knockout. That's it. You got to go down to you got to go down to the town city hall and you got to get your name changed. I think it's a few hundred bucks, but you know it's well worth the investment.
Right? We'll do. We'll do.
You'll get an immediate pay raise at your job. I guarantee it.
I'll quick call you, Johnny, one of your JKO fans. Caller, you're on the air with Johnny Knockout, Cage, and Rodolfo Roman here on The Roman Show. How you doing? And have your first name first.
Lorraine.
Hey, Lorraine. How are you? Welcome to The Roman Show. So, you have a question for Johnny?
Yes. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Hello, Lorraine Knockout. How are you?
I'm good. I was just wondering, once you win the championship, what else do you have in mind for us?
For you guys, continued sexiness, certified sexiness, and badassery that only Johnny Knockout can give you. a show like no other, an all-out fight for anybody that gets in my way, whether they're on the streets, and I'll be sure to capture it on the Johnny Knockout Reality, or in the ring, in the backstage. It's just, I don't know, man. It's all spontaneous stuff. But I can tell you that it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And it's going to be something that can inspire you for your tomorrow. That's a personal guarantee, by the way.
Well, everything with you is exciting, so.
Thank you very much.
You're a ladies' man, Johnny. You're a ladies' man.
I like to think so. I try. I actually have a 97% rejection rate with women, though, so I don't know.
But okay.
I don't know. Maybe chalk it up to intimidation. I'm not sure. Maybe they don't like that I hog the mirror. I'm not sure.
Well, make sure you give a shout-out to Lorraine on your web series there.
Lorraine, you're going to be included in a very near future of the Johnny Knockout Reality. I personally guarantee it. You could actually see Lorraine on she was actually featured on an interview I did with the Sports Courier. So if you guys want to check out Lorraine, you know, go look up some of those videos. Johnny Knockout with Frederick Hanney of the Sports Courier. Hopefully I'm not pissing you guys off with the rival, you know, rival.
Nah.
It's
all right. Sports
journalist. It's all about love here. Johnny, so let's talk a little bit of manly talk here. Being a pro wrestler, man, and a lot of pro wrestling, we take care of ourselves. You got to look good. You got to eat well. You got ladies on your back, and how do you turn away some of these ladies that you really don't want to get involved with, if you know what I mean?
I bring an aluminum bat with me to every show. No, it's not like that. I'm very warm and welcome to all my fans. The way I see it, I have a problem calling them fans. I like to think of them as my family. I call it the great circle of good. You know, these are the people that inspire me first and foremost, and I like to think that I inspire them too. I don't turn anybody away. I know you're trying to be funny, but I look at everybody as yeah, people that can live vicariously through me in the ring, and I try not to turn anybody away. And if it's a hot chick too, I mean, that's a plus. That's sweet.
And lastly, one more question: with MMA exploding now and just becoming the hot topic when it comes to sports, do you think that it has kind of taken the stage over wrestling, or do you think that the wrestling still has? It's just that wrestlers themselves and fans need to keep supporting it. What's your opinion on this?
I think it's two separate entities. I know it's MMA is a big deal, and it's it's something that you got to take notice of if you're in the wrestling sport or the wrestling business. As I know, a lot of people don't like to hear that, but I think they're two separate things. I think that what people like is the fact that it's a legit fight. So, but what MMA doesn't have that wrestling does have, and I'm not, like I said, I respect everybody, but they had a match, they hyped it up, and you got 1 minute matches. Maybe people they find that that's worth it. I don't know. I mean, you get what you get, but with at least with WWE, and it's always different. It's very creative. A lot of people ask me why I joined pro wrestling instead of MMA. I get that question a lot. And the way I see it, I'm looking to wrestle and be on TV and entertain multiple times a week. I don't want to have four fights a year. The wrestling business is hard enough on somebody's body, I give them all the credit in the world, but like I said, it's two separate things. It's kind of really hard to compare.
Right about that. And a lot of people underestimate a pro wrestler. They think that just because of show, they don't get hurt.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the people that call pro wrestling fake are the most ignorant people in the world. Did you know, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but did you know that Tom Hanks really wasn't deserted on an island for 7 years? And he never really grew a long beard and talked to a Spalding volleyball. Did you know that? You know why? Because Tom Hanks is a freaking entertainer, okay? Now, the only difference between myself and Tom Hanks, and I love Tom Hanks, I think he's a great actor, he's one of my favorites, is that I could kick Tom Hanks' ass, okay? And if I body slammed Tom Hanks, he'd probably poop his pants.
That's the one big difference. No, but anybody that says like all pro wrestling is fake, they, you know, I'd love to just give them just one body slam. So
yeah,
see how fake it really is. You know, and it's a lot of that, man. It's not even physical. The physical part, I kid you guys not, that's the easy part of pro wrestling. Believe it or not, that's the easy part of pro wrestling. I would like to see anybody travel from city to city on very little sleep or no sleep at all, and then, you know, go out to autograph signings, go out and meet people and want to do it, you know? And then we get little to no respect. It's bullshit.
And you gotta keep that clean, you know, that whoa, enthusiastic. You know, if you're getting paid peanuts for a match at an indie promotion, you still have to keep cool and calm, and hopefully that opportunity comes to you one day. But you're definitely right. It's very tough. It's a very tough life and a very tough profession. You gotta have a thick skin, Johnny.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I'm a pretty emotional person. People know when I'm pissed. People know when I'm happy. People know when I'm angry. Yeah, you gotta know when to bite your tongue too. I've learned that a lot. I've matured a lot just being in this this industry. So,
well, Johnny, man, you've been awesome here in the Roman Show. You're always welcome. We wish you good luck there on December
17th. Thank you so
17th.
Much.
And the address there in New York is 80 Grant Street. And the
you know what? Just I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. I told you I'm a pain in the ass. Can I say ass on the show?
I don't think I will kick me off, but go ahead.
I want to personally thank Lorraine Knockout for being the only JKO Army member to actually call in tonight. I got to say, I'm a little bit peeved, guys. We have, like, what, thousands of followers and fans, and Lorraine's the only person that called in. Lorraine is going to get a personal JKO reality episode. I personally guarantee it. That is what I'm going to do for her, because she deserves it. All your other guys, you're on freaking notice. Johnny Knockout is not happy with you. No more no pictures at the show. That's it. No, I'm really getting people to come out. But, December 17th, FWEWrestling.com. And keep tuned in to the Roman Show, guys, because these guys are pretty awesome, and they laugh at my jokes. And I had a great time tonight. Thank you guys so much.
I think we want to plug two of you to mine on the web feed. I really appreciate that, man, for calling in.
Absolutely. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be getting extra activity tonight. So I'd be playing my video games.
But technically, Johnny, we did call in because we called you. So technically, we do deserve a shout out.
We got another fan. Let's just take this phone call real quick, Johnny.
Oh, we got another phone call. Did I?
Here with Johnny Knockout, Cage, and Rodolfo Roman, the host here of the Roman Show. May I have your name first?
Hello.
Hello. May I have your name?
Elena Knockout.
Hey, how are you doing? Hello. You have a question for Johnny.
I just wanted to tell him that, you know, we love him here in Philly, and, you know, that we can't wait to see him wrestle again.
And what's your name again, sweetheart?
Elena Knockout.
Elena, okay.
Yeah, see that? She already changed her name.
and we can't wait to see him with the championship belt around his waist.
Thank you so much, Elena. You know what? You and by the way, Elena is the daughter of Lorraine Knockout, and Elena is she's newly pregnant. Congratulations, Elena!
Wow, congrats!
Congrats! You were this close of having the 7 billionth person. You were just too late, though, Lorraine. All right, Elena.
We have a little knockout on the way. You see, I just want to let you guys know that these people are my family. I know everybody individually. I know them by name. So I want everybody to know that the JKO Army, just like the Wu-Tang Clan, is nothing to mess with, all right? We roll deep and we're tight. Yeah, you guys didn't know I speak jive, right? Yeah.
This guy's too much.
I know about the Wu. Taking it back to 1993, I think the album came out. And John,
I was just watching the Chappelle Show the other day. It came to mind.
hey, Mr. Roman, I don't even think King Kong has got nothing on Johnny Knockout right now.
I just went to training day, man. Come on. These lines.
I think I said that. When I work out, I give the weights a middle finger, and I tell them that. I'm like, you ain't got nothing on me, weights. I break treadmills, too, by the way. That's something that the JKO Army can attest to. Yep.
Johnny, man, you're awesome, man. We really appreciate you. Good luck on your match on December 17th over there in New York. 80 Greenwich Street is the address. The website where people can purchase tickets to go see you?
It's FWEWrestling.com.
And then to follow you on Twitter and your Facebook, what let the people know.
Yes, Twitter.com JKO Reality, Facebook.com The Johnny Knockout Reality, and JKOTube, yes, I've changed it, and YouTube, I'm the only person on YouTube that can actually say that. JKOTube, it's YouTube.com/TheRealJKO. Also, TwitVid.com/JKOReality for extended exclusives of the Johnny Knockout Reality.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Lorraine and Elena, and I look forward to seeing you guys at the show.
Thank you, Johnny, and we'll make sure to go ahead and post this interview on your Facebook and so forth. And we got a bunch, you know, let me just tell you, we have so many guests right now in the chat room. And the number to call, by the way, is 714-868-0222 is the number if you want to call in right now before Johnny leaves. Because we have a bunch of people in chat rooms, but they don't want to call. I guess they're a little nervous to talk to you, Johnny.
Well, you guys better get a hold of a phone and start typing in numbers because I'm up to my fifth cup of coffee in like an hour and I got to go to the bathroom. So, I'm not a fan of holding it in, okay? So get on the phone, call in. You can ask me what my favorite caller is. I'm not going to tell you unless you call in. So.
Oh, goodness.
We have all these people in the chat room. Yeah, they're a little shy. Johnny, we'll let you go to the bathroom. You're always welcome here on the road.
Thank you.
And we look forward to hearing from you again. All right, Johnny?
I appreciate it so much, guys. God bless. Thank you so much. I look forward to the future.
All right, Johnny. Take care.
Have a great night, gentlemen.
Thank you. Guys.
Take care.
Wow. Well, thank you so very much for all the callers out there and Johnny for taking time. Hey, by the way, guys, tomorrow the Roman Show MMA goes live at 8 p.m. prime time. We're going to have Eric Prindle from Bellator, who's going to be competing for the heavyweight tournament, and he will be calling in all the way from Arizona. We're also going to have Bjorn Revy, the chairman of Bellator, Hector Lombard, the middleweight champion of Bellator, and we will be talking to the newly crowned lightweight Bellator champion, Michael Chandler. That's tomorrow night at 8 p.m. here, the Roman Show MMA. Make sure you tune in. That's blogtalkradio.com/RodolphoRoman or follow us on Twitter at RomanDH. Cage, man, what an interview. This guy's the man. He's, man. Johnny, man, if you're listening to us, thank you so much. Really, honestly, thank you so very much. You're a very entertaining guy, and we can't wait to see you back in the big leagues, up in the WWE, the pay-per-views.
Well, first off, I want to say congratulations to not only us, because technically we were a call-in. We called him, but so we got our own shout-out on his show. But on top of that, you know, I want to give a special shout-out and congratulations to the two winners, Lorraine and Elena Knockout, for they are also going to get a special shout-out on Johnny Knockout's show. And let me tell you something, Mr. Roman. We've had heated interviews. We've had fun interviews. We've had back and forth interviews. We've had even interviews where the actual guest ends up hating us at the end of the interview. But I would have to say this has to be the all around, you know, most entertaining interview. Look at that. I'm even lost for words. Most entertaining interview we've ever had. And I want to say thank you, Johnny Knockout, for making history here on the Roman Show.
Yeah, absolutely. Johnny Knockout, man, you're awesome. You're a very talented person and very enthusiastic. Good luck with everything in your future endeavor, and we'd love to have you here one more time. Well, okay, that about wraps it up. Tomorrow, MMA show, guys, 8 p.m., Eric Prindle, Hector Lombard, Bjorn Revy, Mike Chandler, so many of these great fighters. And we're going to talk, obviously, UFC 139, Henderson and Shogun. What a fight. It's an epic battle, two epic battles on the same night. Both of these fights could be nominated for Fight of the Year. So we're going to talk MMA tomorrow. Cage, you got one comment?
Oh, yeah. And basically, let's not forget, that's it. The wait is over. Next week, the wait is over. The Roman Show is going to be bastardized. Next week, we have none other than Jesse Neal, Christina Von Erie, and Derek Dalton on our line all at the same time. The Roman Show will be bastardized next week. We are going to have one of the most epic and most late-breaking interviews in pro wrestling radio ever. Tune in next week, next Monday at 11 p.m.
That cage is going to be huge. Huge cage. Huge.
This is an interview you guys cannot miss. Whether you're a wrestler, a manager, a fan, a newborn, you cannot miss this interview. You will you will be surprised at what's going to come out of this man's mouth. Let's put it this way. We might have to even cancel this episode just for one time only off of iTunes because I think the Roman Show is going to go uncensored next week. I think.
Oh, they're going to go harder at the mother, you know what, because I think this guy's a little, Jesse Neal, a little ticked off of what happened over there in TNA. So we're going to have this group as far as what actually happened.
So then let's say this.
Monday.
Parental discretion is advised.
There you go. I'm a little nervous about this, but hey, tune in next week, 11 p.m. Right, just a few minutes as Monday Night goes off the air. We go on the air just a little before it goes off the air. Make sure you tune in, blogtalkradio.com/RadolphRoman. And hey, the Twitter, guys, at RomanDH, or the Facebook, facebook.com/RadolphRomanCage. I know you're working on your own Facebook page there. So make sure you keep it tuned. All right, guys, that's pretty much it for us. Cage, good night. It was a lot of fun. And we will see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. here on The Roman Show.
I like a woman with a future and a past. A little attitude problem, all good, it'll make the shit last. Don't make it too easy, girl, don't take it too fast. Yeah, that's it right there, that's it, do it just like that. Only you could do it just like that. And I love it when your hair's still wet, cause you just took a shower.